Well, now what for Britney Spears is
the
question.
She's getting her wish, is now for Britney Spears. Yesterday, a judge suspended her father from the conservatorship that he has controlled since 2008. And while a conservatorship still exists for her, the father is out. And they are suspecting that the conservatorship also will end when the next hearing takes place in November. But Britney has been asking to get her father off of this conservatorship for years, saying that he was abusive, took advantage of her. Britney's attorney, even though the father's no longer involved with this now, is still calling for an investigation of how the father managed the estate and the allegations that just came out last week that he had her under surveillance, including putting listening devices into her bedroom. So James Spears, the father, issued a statement this morning saying that the decision was wrong to suspend him while extending the conservatorship, and that he was the one that took the initiative to file the petition to terminate the conservatorship, while the Britney's attorneys failed to do all of that. So he's not going out quietly.
I saw a clip from the New York Times produced documentary on Britney Spears, and I saw the first one, but this one looks pretty amazing. Is that on Netflix? I think it is.
The next one is, I believe the next one is going to be on Netflix. There's a new Britney Spears documentary every week.
Seems like it. I know. When people hear the name Tommy Kirk, maybe they draw a blank, but we've all seen him, haven't we? And there's sad news about him today.
Yeah, if you're of a certain age, you certainly know who Tommy Kirk is. He probably most famously starred in the classic movie Old Yeller. He was in Swiss Family Robinson. He was in a lot of Disney comedies like The Shaggy Dog and The Absent-Minded Professor. He was one of the Hardy Boys that ran on the old Mickey Mouse Club. He died yesterday. They did not announce a cause of death. 79 years old. A lot of people thought that he was Tommy in The Mouseketeers, one of the Mouseketeers, but it was a different Tommy who was actually one of the Mouseketeers, but he did appear on the Mickey Mouse Club frequently, mostly with the Hardy Boys adventures. He was sort of like the golden boy for Disney for a while until it was revealed that he was gay. And according to Tommy Kirk, in an interview many years ago, he said that Walt Disney fired him because he was gay, which really kind of ended his career. He wasn't able to work pretty much after that. I mean, think about it. It was the early 60s back then. So he the best that he could do was starring in B-movies. He was in a couple of Annette Funicello movies, including the classic Pajama Party, really didn't have much of a career after his golden days with Disney, but very, very recognizable face, you know, for, as I say, people of a certain age, and that's a secret broadcast code for old people.
You said he was 79?
79 years old.
Well, he must have really started young in the business. And this Kanye West sweatshirt that's selling out, what's the attraction here? Do we know?
Like in so many things Kanye West, I cannot tell you what the attraction is, but there is one. Kanye's fashion line, which, as we all know, is called Yeezy, just put out a new sweatshirt with the Gap. This particular sweatshirt costs $90, and it appears to be a plain pullover hoodie. It comes in six colors. A lot of people are commenting about it who know a lot more about it and sweatshirts than I do. And what almost everybody is saying on social media is that it is exactly the same sweatshirt that you can go to Walmart and buy for $12. So,
enough said.
So why? And the sweatshirt is selling out, by the way. It just went on sale yesterday morning. The $90 version is already sold out.
Not surprised.
You know, I guess some people just want, they want the label. They want, they apparently just have money they want to throw away, I guess. Please feel free, by the way, if you have extra money, you can send it to either Bob or me. We are more than happy to. I'm happy to go to Walmart, buy a $12 sweatshirt, and sell it to you for $90.
Send this money. Thank you, Soupy Sales.
That's right.
It's also in the entertainment headlines this morning. James Bond on Broadway, huh, Dean?
Yeah, Daniel Craig about to bow out after 15 years of playing James Bond on film. We now know his next project will be starring as Macbeth in a new production that will take place in New York. He'll be joined by Ruth Negga, who will play Lady Macbeth. All of this will start next April and run for 15 weeks. He has been in a couple of productions on Broadway, including an off-Broadway production of Othello. 5 years ago. So he's going for a really lowbrow comedy, it sounds like, in his new roles.
Yeah, right. What happened to Aladdin? What happened to that show?
Well, Aladdin opened this past Tuesday on Broadway after being closed for 18 months. You know, a big heralded opening. They went on Good Morning America and The View, and, you know, they were really promoting that. Broadway is back and Aladdin is back, and it ran Tuesday, and then yesterday they shut the show down because positive cases of COVID-19 popped up within the cast. They do testing every single day, and breakthrough cases were found, so they don't know when the show is going to be reopening. They say they're going to make an announcement later on today, but just like every other Broadway theater, vaccinations are required for all the company members, for all the audience members. You have to wear a mask. Offstage, you know, employees there, audience members, everybody. So they're taking all the precautions, but these breakthrough cases sneak in, and apparently there was enough on the part of the theater to shut everything down until they figure out what's going on.
I wonder about going to those theaters. You're sitting very close to people, and are they filling those theaters up?
Well, I mean, it's only been open for one day, so I think, yes, they did certainly the first night because everyone wanted to be, you know, part of the first night back after the big pandemic shutdown. But that's the way that it's going in the theaters right now. They're not doing spacing as they once were in movie theaters and some live theaters where, you know, your group could sit together, but then there would be some spacing away from others. I was at a movie theater the other day where, you know, it wasn't back-to-back, but it was pretty close to back-to-back. And I got to say, it was a little distracting to me. I kept my mask on the whole time, as did most everybody else.
Yeah, unless they're eating popcorn, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I did like stick the straw of my drink underneath my. I have to get one of those. Have you seen them at the ballpark? The people wear those helmets with the beer cans on them, and there's like this like a flexible tube that goes into their mouth.
Just get a mask with a zipper.
Yeah, well, I was thinking about that, or what do they call them? Like a feed bag for a horse. That
nice.
That it protects your face, but you can still munch on stuff.
Feed bag.
That's in the feed bag.
Tell us about Andy Serkis.
Andy Serkis probably is best known for the character that he portrayed in the Lord of the Rings movie, Gollum. He was in Planet of the Apes. He sort of specializes in these digitally created characters where it's him acting, but they put these digital probes all over his body. And then when he is photographed, they take the digital probes and readjust them on the computer, turning him into an ape or this Gollum character in Lord of the Rings. Past a few years, he's been strictly behind the scenes. He's been either doing special effects or directing movies, which he's got a movie that is opening tomorrow called Venom, Let There Be Carnage, That's a Marvel comics character that he directs. So I talked with him. He was in London, and we did one of these Zoom chats. And talking about splitting his time between being in front of the camera or behind the camera. Is he going to go back to acting?
Well, no. I mean, look, the last decade, certainly, I've been spending more time behind the camera because that is a direction I've absolutely wanted to go, and I love being. But equally, I'm never going to stop acting, and I'm just finding the projects that really interest me. And I mean, for instance, I'm in the up and coming Batman, Matt Reeves' Batman. I'm involved in that.
So I wonder if. You know, there's a day, I don't know how many years it's been since Lord of the Rings, but I wonder if there's been even one day in your life where someone doesn't try to get you to do a Gollum's voice after all of these many years. And I'm not necessarily trying to do that right now, by the way. I'm just curious how much that stuck with you.
There was one day in 2016 where somebody didn't ask me.
The classic characters of all time, by the way. That was 20 years ago. Those Lord of the Rings movies were 20 years ago. It's hard to believe.
Note to self, see the first one. I'm a little behind.
Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Oh, you've got some catching up to do.
Thanks.
Those were challenging the first time around.
Talk to you tomorrow, Dean.
See you, Bob.